The big news at the beginning of this campaign was that Trump decided to go out and gather the fundamentalists with the usual prayers in school and urgent issues like, the Ten Commandments or whatever. And he is doing what Republicans always have done, which is why the country is practically gone now. He is worried about dividing the country. If you're going to take over a country politically, you have to use the divisions that are there. You don't sit around trying to act like they're not there. That's insane for a group that takes power in the teeth of the establishment, for it then to turn around and say it's trying not to divide people up. They're divided, damn it. The man said he was going to build a $15 billion wall to divide it. So I think it's a little late on that point, but it's just so stupid. It's the same old crap. All right. Now, in our sense, the campaign started when Hillary used the term white genocide. That was early in the campaign, as I understand it. And the point, and nobody took her seriously. Of course, we've noticed that Hillary could take her clothes off in public and nobody would notice. You know, it's just, Ice Station Hillary. No one is all that interested in what she has to say. But this was important because that use of white genocide, copied straight from us, gang. That's the actual news. Certainly, the campaign, we're talking about campaign news. That's not news for another stumble-bum Republican to dribble prayers in schools to another group of clergymen who are supposed to deliver their little whiteys the way black ministers deliver their blackies.